You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good evening, 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, breezy and 45 in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. We're learning more today about the investigation into a series of intentional hit-and-run crashes. The Salt Lake County DA says the driver was seen accelerating before hitting several women.
It was that acceleration that detectives were able to use to connect the different cases, along with other similarities.
And we started to piece it together because the information that was coming together identified the same vehicle.
District Attorney Sim Gill tells KSL's Dave Njanovic that all the victims were women who all survived and are recovering. He says it's possible there are even more victims. The suspect, 26-year-old Ahn Pham, is in police custody facing multiple attempted murder charges. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Corey Richens is facing new charges. Prosecutors say the children's book author tried to kill her husband months before he was poisoned to death. KSL.com's Emily Ashcraft reports prosecutors say this attempted murder happened a few weeks before he actually died.
They cite that Eric Richens called his friends that afternoon and said that he had taken a bite of a sandwich and broke out in hives. He used an EpiPen and then took a nap for a while. But he told some friends after that he was a little worried that his wife had tried to do something.
These charges will be part of a preliminary hearing against Corey Richens scheduled for April 17th. A contractor got stuck in a 10-foot trench in Cedar Hills. This is just south of Alpine. Around 1 this afternoon, the trench collapsed. This was near 40th West Cedar Hills Drive. The worker was stuck about an hour and a half, but his head was above ground, so he was able to speak and breathe. He was eventually taken to the hospital by Life Flight. We don't have an update on his current condition. Baltimore is now mourning the loss of 6 construction workers. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the U.S. Coast Guard has ended its search efforts and is now shifted to a recovery operation. The 6 missing road workers were on the Francis Scott Key Bridge when it collapsed early this morning. Governor Wes Moore held out hope that there would be good news, but understands that this could have been a grand-scale catastrophe if not for the police officers who acted after getting that Mayday call from the cargo ship's pilot.
Because by them holding vehicles and keeping vehicles off of that bridge moments before the bridge fell, they literally saved countless lives last night.
Recovery efforts for the missing workers will resume tomorrow. Dueling protests in the nation's capital as the Supreme Court considers use of an abortion pill. Activists on both sides of the issue demonstrating outside the high court today.
Women deserve actual health care. The reckless distribution of mifepristone isn't it?
The U.S. Supreme Court hearing arguments on mifepristone, which is used in more than half of abortions in the U.S. A group that opposes abortion rights brought the latest suit claiming the drug is unsafe. But U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Preloger says that there have been exhaustive studies on the abortion pill.
FDA's ultimate conclusion was that mifepristone could safely be dispensed without in-person visits, and there's been no contrary evidence that's been introduced.
Recently, the FDA eased restrictions on the abortion pill while also allowing it to be distributed by mail. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalas, KSL News Radio.
Air quality is improving in Salt Lake City. This follows a trend we've seen over the last 4 years.
Salt Lake City and the majority of Utah has much better air quality than other parts of the country, but it's still worse than what the World Health Organization recommends. Manager of the Air Monitoring Section in the Utah Department of Environmental Quality, Bocall, says geography is a big factor.
Let's just take, for example, the Wasatch Front. It is basically in a bowl, and so during our inversions, we tend to trap the air pollution in here, and it will accumulate and concentrate until that situation is relieved.
These areas of the state make the quality seem much worse and negatively affect the yearly average. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Diesel drivers can get some money to come clean. Davis County's offering up to $6,000 for truck drivers who have broken, removed, or tampered emission controls on their trucks. The county environmental health director, Jay Clark, says the goal of the program is to help clean the air. It starts with emissions controls.
They're designed to reduce the amount of pollutants as much as possible. But when it's tampered with, those control devices are defeated or removed, and so a lot more pollutants get out in the air.
So up to $6,000 is available per truck, but Clark says there haven't been many takers yet. People in Utah County won't have to drive to Salt Lake City Airport to fly to Dallas-Fort Worth. Breeze Airways says it's going to start flying from Provo to Dallas June 7th. Fares are going to start at $69. KSL News Time, 636.